Hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Just a bit of a pause there before you said it.
Just paused for greatness.
Greatness. What's going on? Well, this is a thing. We were recording our show last time. We recorded like 8:30 p.m. Calgary time. On Sundays and on Wednesdays. And actually, funny thing enough, as we were recording our show on Sunday, and had I been following the Twitter, I would have picked up on this information. But President of the United States, Barack Obama, announced that Osama bin Laden is dead. Good.
Riddance.
Moving along. I don't know. What's more to say about that? Like, you know.
Well, do you think that they should show pictures of him dead?
That's the big debate over the...
Because I saw a picture on Facebook of him dead.
No, that's a fake picture.
That's what I thought.
No, they have pictures, but they're not releasing them. You know, I think... Because you know what's going to happen, and this is already happening. People are going to, you know, conspiracy theories and this and that.
No matter what they do, fuck man, they show pictures of people on the moon. They had it on TV and stuff, and there's still conspiracy, you know, against like, that. So,
other than like do, you know, taking the corpse and parading it around,
they should take the corpse and stuff it.
There you go. But it was totally
put it in the Madame Tussauds Wax Museum.
It was very surprising though, that it's one of the last things that I had expected to happen. Like, you know, because I just before we started the show last time, I heard that, you know, that there was going to be an announcement by, you know, the president and, you know, something to do with national security. I'm like, oh, okay, this is probably just something dumb. So I didn't really, you know, take much notice because, of course, we were doing the show.
Did you hear that? On Twitter?
On the Twitter.
Oh.
You know, that's where I hear most of the information these days.
Oh, okay.
It's where all the, I hear... news breaking on Twitter before I hear it actually on the news. So, anyways, you know, as far as people dying, I have no problems with him being dead. He seemed like a not very nice guy.
Me neither. But, okay, I have to say, after watching Prison Break,
right,
it seems like the people who you think are the leaders are who the people who you think are actually doing this stuff are not the people actually doing this stuff. That's what Prison Break taught me.
That's an interesting lesson.
It's usually somebody else behind the scenes that you don't know.
Pulling
the strings, and he's just the puppet.
Well, from what I understand, he was caught in Pakistan. And the reason they caught him, and he was in a big giant house that had like a really big house that had like no telephone, no internet, and they burned their garbage. And people are seeing coming in and out all the time. So, suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But let's not get political. Okay, let's do that. Canada had an election on Monday.
What? I thought you just said let's not get political.
I changed my mind in about a millisecond.
Okay, fine. Say something really quick.
No. I'll tell you what. Before we get into that, I'll just say this. Listen or subscribe to our show for free from our website, which is Rochelle. What's her website?
If people don't know by now, I'm so sick of saying it.
TipTapTip.com. Way to show your support, Rochelle.
I know. You know where to go.
You know where to fucking go. Our name, Google it, .com.
Exactly.
Yeah, also make sure we also broadcast our shows live to audiences of thousands and thousands. 8:30 p.m. Wednesday and Sunday Calgary time. You do the math where you are. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So election time, awesome. I went down and I was like, I'm going to vote. I'm going to be like super good and stuff. I go down there and oops, Rochelle doesn't have any photo ID on her.
Yeah.
Because I just got my learner's license
and they haven't
don't
mailed it.
Give you the card back right away. It has to come in the mail.
He's piece of paper.
So I showed them the piece of paper and the lady was like, nope, go back and get your passport. And I'm like, my passport's expired. Oh, it should be fine. Go back and get it. And I was like, no, I'm good. Bye.
You're good. But I guess in regards to the election, the one thing I want to bring up is I'm actually glad it's over for a number of reasons. And first and foremost is this, everybody can get back to normal. Now, if you're like me and you're on Twitter and Facebook often, and in the weeks coming, ramping up to the election, everybody just gets fucking weird. Everybody just thinks everybody is political this, political that. And you know what? I'm sick of it. Like, you know, and it's really divisive. And it's just like, you know, people are like, oh, if you voted for so-and-so, you're a piece of shit. And other people are saying, well, if you voted for so-and-so, you're a bigger piece of shit. And I'm just like, can everybody just like calm the fuck down? And thankfully it has over the last few days after the election. Everybody's just kind of settled down. The day after, all I saw on Facebook was just like, you would think that we just elected fucking Stalin and Hitler combined. And I'm just like, all right, well, it's not the guy you wanted, and that sucks. It's 4 years, and then probably your guy will get in, and everybody will be happy, and then it's the same thing over and over again. But it's just like, one thing I can't remember, and I'm not gonna name names, people that I've, you know, seen on Twitter and Facebook, but one comment was just fucking ridiculous. And it was like, can't remember who said it, but it was on Facebook, and they said, if you voted for Harper, you're part of the sickness. I'm like, wow. That's a way to make friends. That's a real good way to make friends.
Yeah, I don't think that person should be living in Alberta because, I don't know, it's all blue, isn't it?
I think there's like one NDP.
No, that was Edmonton. There was nothing.
Nothing in Calgary. And it's just like, oh, geez.
Yeah.
But, I'm just, and it is like, and yeah, like the days after, you know, people were just kind of going crazy. People like saying, oh yeah, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. I'm like,
I remember when we were watching, the wrap up of the election and everything, and they showed Western Canada when Stephen Harper was talking about Western Canada, and it was all farmers and cows and cowboys and stuff.
Oh yeah. That's,
and it was like, what? Whoa. Hello.
I know.
Have cities here too.
We do have cities.
We've got these things called buildings and offices.
Fourth largest city.
People who live in these fucking huge cities.
Fourth largest city in Canada.
Yeah, and they showed that, and I'm, oh, that just like.
Hi, welcome to Canada.
It was like,
or Calgary.
Yeah.
I want to get on my horse. Like, really? Oh, come on. I don't know. I'm just.
That's what pissed me off. I was like, what the fuck?
So I did something, sort of as a result of that, just because I was just sick of it. And it kind of got me thinking a lot about.
You know what I think we should do as a result of that? We should buy a fucking horse and just be like, what? We live in Calgary.
You have to get a horse.
You gotta get a horse. Else we're gonna be cowboys and shit.
Yeah. No, I was so sick of it. I was just, you know, I was sick of. Like all the politics, and you know, because I follow a lot of people on Twitter, and I think it was yesterday. I'm just like, fuck this. I just don't want to hear any of this. And I unfollowed like 100 people on Twitter just because there's just.
Oh, you're such a bastard.
It wasn't really that. Like, it's not like Facebook where they're friends. It's just kind of tailoring the amount of, or the type of information that you want to hear, right? And I'm just like, I don't want to hear from fucking political news sources. Gonna like unfollow all these political pundits. And we're just like, I want to get to the things which are important, which are like people I actually like and know, and just dumb shit that I think is funny. And I'll leave the politics behind because I'm just like, it's aggravating because you get all worked up. And that's the problem with the internet. The problem is the internet is this. And
what? What is the problem with the internet?
It makes everybody a know-it-all. And do you follow what I'm saying? Because you have such an access to information, and information gets transferred so quickly and easily that everybody thinks they're the fucking smartest person in the world.
I don't know, because I don't use the internet that way at all. I just use it for fun, and I don't have an iPhone beeping at me with tweets and stuff.
Which is why I'm.
I have no fucking clue what you're talking about.
Which is why I'm kind of going to take a page from your book. Is I'm just going to scale things back a bit. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to make myself a little bit dumber. I don't need to know all this
Live in your little bubble.
You know what? And sometimes it's fun to live in a bubble.
It is. I'm finding it quite enjoyable.
And, you know,
I wouldn't have known, honestly, Eric, like, if we were not together, I would not have known that Osama bin Laden was dead until, like, I don't know, one of my clients told me.
Mm-hmm.
I would have no clue.
But it's just so stressful because, like, you know, like you say something. You know, you say something on Twitter and then you get blasted back by like, you know, a friend. You're like, oh God, I'm done.
This is how I feel about reality TV shows. They make me mad and they make me frustrated.
I'm turning it off. I'm unplugging from like certain aspects of thing. And it's just, yeah. And it's making me happier. It's like, wow, I just get all the fun stuff and none of the bullshit. And you know what? So if I don't know if, you know, such and such is the center in the States, who gives a shit? I live in Canada. Why should I give so much a shit about American politics?
Yeah.
And you. So that's my thing. And the last few days, it's made me a lot happier.
Good.
They say knowing is half the battle. Not knowing is all the battle.
Well, no. What I was going to say is ignorance is bliss.
Ignorance is fucking awesome.
I like the word bliss.
You remember a few episodes ago when I was talking about a hammer and all the interesting uses that I could have for a hammer? Take it to my brain. Knock me down a few pegs intellectually. I'd be the happiest motherfucker. You're like gross. Sitting around, eating ice cream, drooling on myself, but I would be happy.
And you get
all the worries of the world be gone.
You get really fat and you wouldn't even care.
I wouldn't care because you know what? It's all these stresses that the world brings on you and you just, and it's just, there's certain things which you just
have. Do you want to beat each other with hammers?
Yeah, let's have a hammer fight. Oh, no.
Hammer time.
Bonk. Oh. Fight over.
Oh, no. Now we're dead. Oops.
We died with a smile on our face. Yeah. Life is funny that way. It just gets... That's why... One of the reasons why I like to go to the cabin, you know, is it. You just kind of unplug...
Cabin in the woods.
Because you unplug not just like physically with all your devices and all your connections and all this, but mentally you're just like, oh, I just have to worry about.
You know, I can't wait to go there.
It'd be fun.
So nice.
All right, but one of the things we're going to be doing on this show today, now that we're actually sort of getting to the show itself, is we're going to keep it light on the news. We mentioned last episode that. We were going to cook up a bunch of questions that Rochelle and I were going to ask each other back and forth. Now, it's not going to be super serious, but it should be fun. And if that...
No, it's not serious at all because I came up with these questions like last night and I kind of fell asleep halfway through writing them. So they might be kind of weird.
Whatever.
Because I was tired.
On the other hand, I didn't do nearly as much work as Rochelle because I didn't...
How many questions do you have for me?
Oh, I just have a few that I found on the internet.
Oh, you cheater.
I curated them.
You are so not creative. You're like...
I'm not creative.
Totally, you're counteracting everything you just said. The internet, like, makes you smart, but... You wanted to not use it, and now you just used it to find questions for me. And they're probably going to be all stupid, boring questions.
No, I made sure that I took out all the stupid, boring ones.
Okay. I have one stupid one, but whatever.
But, yeah, what we'll do is we'll play this for a bit, and then we'll move along. But actually, what was I going to say? Actually, this is big news, and I should mention this.
What?
Before I forget to mention it at the end of the show, I'm going to give it the time that it deserves.
Okay.
Emea Hair Studio, the place that Rochelle owns and runs, has been nominated for Best Salon in Fast Forward Weekly, which is a weekly thing in Calgary where we live. And if you are in the Calgary area, or if you're not, what you can do for us is this. It's a really big favor, and it'd mean a lot to us, both Rochelle and I, is if you went to the link... that I'm going to be putting in our episode links and filling out the survey there and very carefully making sure that you check off Emea Hair Studio as the best salon in Calgary.
That'd be awesome. That'd be so cool if I won.
So I've already
get like a trophy.
I've posted a link on our Facebook page and then actually I saw that you posted it on Facebook as well, too, but you put the wrong link, and I fixed it.
I didn't know how to do it, okay? I tried.
I fixed it. I put the thing.
Good. Did you put it on the Imei Hair Studio Facebook page?
No, just the Tip Tap Tip one, but I can put the...
put the right one on the other thing. That's super cool, because last year... the last 2 years the salon has been open, I've been telling clients, like, oh, vote for Imei Hair Studio and fast forward. And then because it wasn't listed, they had to put it as the other one and fill it in.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a lot of clients do that for me, which was awesome. So maybe that's the reason why it has now appeared as an option.
Or maybe that you've advertised once or twice in the past.
Yeah, that too.
That could be it too.
And the fast forward lady likes me when I talk to her on the phone.
That's cool. But yeah, that would be awesome. Again, I'll be putting a link to that on our website itself. But if you haven't already gone to our Facebook fan page, make sure you do that. And there'll be a link. There actually is a link right now. So
cool.
Check it out. And I saw that somebody's already, when I last checked, somebody already went through the thing and voted.
Nice.
That's one. That's two. One for me and one for the other person.
I know. Like right when I posted it, there were a few clients of mine on Facebook and they already liked the comment that I put, which means that they're going to do it.
Well, let's hope.
Yeah. And that was in like 3 minutes.
Yeah. So let's hope that works out. Anyways, let's, stop fucking around and let's get into some questions.
My clients are pretty awesome. They'll do it.
So Shell's going to start.
Oh, I am.
Unless you want me to start.
Okay, I'll start.
Okay.
Okay. Number one question for Eric.
For me.
I call these questions tip, tap, tip questions.
Nice.
If you're talking to someone you don't really know that well, and they are talking to you about something you know absolutely nothing about, and it's really boring, and you decide to start a new conversation, what would it be about?
Yeah, so I just want to kind of divert.
Yeah.
If I was to start a new... Well, weather's an easy one, and I don't want to say that. Usually it's like, oh, what's the last movie you saw? It's an easy one.
Yeah, it's an easy one.
Yeah, you know, because people they're either going out to movie or they've seen some shitty movie on TV or whatever. Brings up a lot of conversations, and I can talk my ass off about movies.
So what would the conversation like? What would your like most dreadful conversation be where you're just like, I need to talk about, like, I need to divert from this conversation?
Girl stuff. I know that's kind of broad.
Yeah.
But
I know you don't like when I talk about hair products and color lines, and I know you.
Like I get it. Like, you know, like by virtue of.
No, I know, but if a girl was, or if a guy was, okay, we'll see. Like if a guy was talking to you about something, what would it be?
Sports, and okay. And I'm not a big sports guy, you know, and I know that I know one sport from the other. Yeah, but I know some names of some teams, but don't ask me names of players and what team they play on. I don't know any of that. I think there's playoffs right now, but I can't tell you who's in the playoffs. I think the Bruins are because I've seen people talk about them on Facebook, but I could be 100% wrong.
Yeah, I have no idea. I just saw Vancouver play against.
Maybe they're playing tonight. Maybe.
I think it was Nashville, but I have no idea what the team was in the States. I just listened to the people sing, and I was like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah, I remember that the other day. I was in the other room, and I hear the national anthem. Like, is Rochelle watching hockey? I'm like, this makes no sense at all. And then I go back in, and then you're like, oh, I just wanted to hear the person sing.
Well, and then I was trying to look at the players and check out the guys and be like, oh, that guy's kind of hot. Cool. Hot hockey players. Okay, next channel.
Yeah. My questions are actually kind of dumb.
Okay.
Like, I mean, they're really, really dumb.
Well, I know because you didn't actually make them up and I'm so insulted. It's almost like you just don't care enough about tip, tap, tip, Eric.
Yeah, I guess not. These are really stupid questions. I mean, like, really stupid questions.
Okay, what?
I'll start with this one.
What color are your panties?
All right. What color, what hair color Do they put on the driver's licenses of bald men?
The hair color that they used to have.
Their original hair color.
Yeah.
But it, like, say they have the, what's that disease where all your hair falls out, like alopecia?
Same thing, probably.
But you're, is there a disease where you've never had hair in your entire life, ever? Like, say you're born bald and you stay bald for your entire life?
No, I've never heard of that.
Okay, so it's the hair color that you at one point in your life had.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that right?
That's not really any right or wrong answer.
Oh, well, fuck.
It's all about, it's all up to interpretation.
Okay. Okay, my question. What would you do if you were an astronaut and you found a new small planet that was beautiful and inhabitable? You have a small crew of women and men. Would you inhabit it and be leader or go back to Earth and tell everybody?
I would probably go there and be leader. You know, because you find it, it's like opportunities come up. You know what? Make the most of it. Inhabit.
Yeah. Okay. So if you did that.
Yeah.
This is 2A.
Oh, this is, well, it's a two-parter. This is pretty,
As leader, what would you call the planet?
That's such a tough question. I can't think of this.
Okay, my next question. How would you run it?
What do you mean, how would I run it?
Like, would you be king or would you be
How many people are part of this crew, first of all?
I don't know, just some men and women.
Like, give
maybe
me
like 10.
Sure. Well, 10's not really like enough to be king of anything, right? You can't really be a king for 10 people. I think, you know,
you can be a king for as many or as few people as you want.
I think, you know, when you're dealing with that few people, probably the best way to run it is just do it by vote, right?
Yeah.
You know, just go, okay, well, I vote that we grow blah, blah, blah this season. And I vote that, you know.
If I was a dude, okay, I'd be like, I'm going to be king.
Yeah.
And then all the women are mine.
Mine. And I get the biggest, best tent.
And they're all going to bear my children. So the whole planet is me.
You go, I know it's a tough job, but I'm doing my part in order to repopulate this planet. My sperm are the best. My genes are clearly the strongest because I'm king, obviously. Therefore.
Wouldn't that be more fun?
Yeah, that would be an awesome job.
Yeah.
It's like, back to work. Take off your pants.
So you wouldn't know what you call the planet, though?
Yeah, I can't think of that off the top of my head.
Earth 2?
Earth Better? How about that?
Nice.
Because it's like, you know, how often do you get like you get basically the same, but you have a clean slate in order to not fuck up things.
But it's better if it's just one word instead of Earth Better. Like, what if you just called it Perth?
Better Earth.
Birth. Birth. No. That's a good one. Because it's like a new planet.
Re-Earth. Re-Earth.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Re-Earth. All right. Here's a dumb question. Why is it that people say they slept like a baby when babies wake up every 2 hours? It's not really a question. It's just a stupid joke.
It's a comment.
Yeah, it's a dumb joke. Let me ask you.
Because when babies sleep, they don't have any worries about anything, and they just sleep. So they wake up, whatever, but they're not crying because they're worried about anything or anxious or anything like that. They just want some booby.
Here's a good question, because that one was kind of dumb. If the professor on Gilligan's Island can make a radio out of a fucking coconut, he did that on one episode, I saw him.
That's impossible.
He did it on TV, and TV's real. Why can't he fix a hole in a fucking boat? Here they are. They're on this island full of wood.
Is that the only reason why they were stuck on that island is because there was a hole in the boat?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I know. It's the stupidest fucking reason. Wow, we're
stuck. That is so dumb.
Here we are. We're stuck in this fucking island, hole in the boat. Where do we find some wood to fix it? Dum, 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 da, dum. Let me just lean on this tree while I think of this predicament. Dum, da, dum, da, dum, da, dum. Professor.
How long were they on the island for?
Couple seasons. I know that at least, I don't know how long the show ran, but I know some episodes were in black and white from what I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
But then again, if you're on the island with two hot pieces of ass like Ginger and Marianne, you'd probably sabotage any efforts to fix the boat. I'm trying. I just can't fix.
Yeah, okay, so there was Gilligan and then there was the old dude.
All right, let me help you out.
And
Millionaire and his wife, the movie star, Professor and Marianne, here on Gilligan's. Okay, so there's Gilligan the skipper, the millionaire's wife, Professor and Marianne, Ginger. I think that's it. So it's what, seven?
Really?
Yeah, that's it.
I can't believe you know that song.
Oh, you know, I've watched this show a million times as a kid, right? So how can I not know the show?
Okay, my question number four. What do you think should be invented besides stuff from Star Trek?
Oh, okay, because I was going to say transporter.
Yeah, I know you were going to say that.
You knew I was going to say
that specific. Yeah, that's why I said besides Star Trek stuff.
This would be fun. Also from science fiction, but not Star Trek.
Okay, good.
You know those tubes that they fly around on in Futurama?
Like hamster tubes for people?
Yeah, they suck you up and they move you along real quick?
Yeah.
Those.
Yeah, those would be cool. Yeah. I think that if you went in those and you're wearing a skirt or a dress, it might just like blow up.
Well, good for me. Not how can I complain about that? It's like I'm not gonna be rushing to fix that default. Or that defect rather.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
that's a good answer, Eric.
It is
okay, go to your stupid questions.
Do my stupid questions.
Why don't you just come up with one, like just ask me one off the top of your head instead of those ones.
Okay. I will ask you one off.
Okay.
I'm putting the question sheet on my head, so I cannot read it. So you know that I'm not going to cheat unless I'm absorbing it through my brain here. If you could, actually, you know, I'm gonna throw that back at you. So if you could invent something that was not on Star Trek, what would it be? Oh, write the questions, but you didn't think of the answer.
No, I did actually.
Okay.
it's also from science fiction.
Oh.
Oh, I can't remember if I talked about this though in here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, I didn't. Okay. So what I would invent is from a Ray Bradbury story.
Yeah. Which story?
The Veldt.
I don't think I've read that one.
It's like a short story.
Yeah.
In this, I think it might be from the Illustrated Man.
Yeah.
Book. So he has this house, and it's also the Simpsons did an episode basically like the Ray Bradbury story.
Oh, is this
so the house like runs itself and it cooks for you and it cleans for you and stuff.
I think I actually heard that radio play.
It'd be so awesome. Yeah, I've heard that radio play millions of times.
Yeah.
Because it's, I don't know, they keep playing it. And it's such a good story.
So you're like,
and then there's like, it's the one where there's like the nursery room that babysits your kids for you. And it's like anything that the kids can imagine will appear on the walls.
Uh-oh.
Like in 3D. And then they imagine lions and eating their parents.
Whoops.
Because the house takes care of all the everything.
Yeah.
The kids are like, fuck, we don't need our parents anymore because the house will take care of us.
Yeah.
And stuff.
That'd be pretty handy.
Yeah, it would be awesome. Like, you never, ever have to clean or cook or anything. You just come home, and the house is like, oh, what would you like for dinner today, Rochelle? And be like, I would like some lobster and some ribs, please. Thank you. Done.
Beep, 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 beep.
Never have to clean the toilet again.
Oh, my God.
Well, you never clean the toilet anyway, so.
I have a few times.
Yeah, like once.
A few times. Okay. Don't get me started.
Whatever. Okay. Question number 5. Can we listen to that elephant song, like, while we ask questions and stuff?
Yeah, I'll play that for... How about I play it for right now?
Okay. Okay, number 5. When homeless people come up and ask you for money and tell you a big, long story, what do you say to them?
Yeah, I've had this happen before. I say, would I have said, or what do I want to say? Because those are two different things.
Well, why don't you tell us both?
All right. What I usually say is like, I'm doing something. I can't stick around. I got to go do the thing I'm doing.
Okay.
But sometimes they're persistent, depending upon the person that you're talking to.
Yeah.
What I've wanted to say, and I haven't tried this yet because it's a bit of a ballsy move, and it could turn out wrong, is I would say this. I'd say, tell you what, I got to go, but if you walk with me for, you know, however many blocks, you can tell me the story as you're walking. But I gotta go, so I'm gonna be walking really, really fast, but then probably walking like the opposite direction that they actually want to go.
Yeah, but what if they actually decide to follow you?
Then I go walk to like a pretend location, like, and I like walk around the block like 5 times.
But then you still wouldn't give them money after they walk with you.
I want to see how long they could stretch out a story. I want to see how good this fucking story really, really is. Because like, it might be an epic story, in which case, absolutely, you've earned whatever amount of money that I have on me, right? And if it's like, if it's an awesome story, but, you know, if it's just like...
Yeah. I think you should try it.
Yeah, I probably
not when I'm around, though. I don't want to walk with a homeless person.
I'm doing stuff, but come with me. And
because you know what might actually happen from that is the people will be like, every time they see you, they're going to like recognize you because they walked with you, and they'll be like, hey, man, how's it going?
I'm like, we're like, I heard the story. So,
yeah.
Would you have a new awesome story?
What's your question?
All right, my question is this. Actually, this is something I always wondered. I mean, it sounds like a stupid question, but it's actually something I've often wondered. Why is there a light in the fridge but not the freezer?
Because the freezer light would probably just freeze.
Does it? You think it's like a temperature thing?
Yeah.
Okay. But really, like, the light is off when you close the fridge, right? So.
No, but when you open the freezer, it might, the light, maybe electricity just doesn't work in the frozen cold. No, that doesn't make any sense because there's lights outside in the wintertime. I have no idea. That's really stupid. They should do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? This is just our fridge because our fridge is a piece of shit. My parents' fridge has light in the freezer.
So it's really about the type of fridge that you have.
Yeah.
The piece of shit fridges.
Because we're poor.
It's an okay fridge.
We're poor and starving. I'm just joking.
we are. That's not a joke.
We're not starving, man. We've got lots of jars of salsa and jam. Anyway, okay. Number 6. If there was no TV, internet, video games, cell phones, iPods, and all other technology in the world, and you had a day off, what would you decide to do?
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy, hey?
I would read. I'd find a book. I'd fucking read it.
Yeah.
Like, we have lots of books here.
I was hoping for a more interesting answer.
But, like, what were you... Well...
Like, run naked through a park. That might be fun.
Well, that could be fun, but probably... Well, in the area that we live, it would probably be seen by a lot of people, and I'd get the cops... called on me and
no, they probably like it.
Maybe not. I don't know.
If I saw a dude running naked through the park, I'd be like, awesome.
No technology. Well, it could happen. You know, they say that I've heard somewhere that like some, you know, all it takes is like a bunch of like electromagnetic radiation or burst of whatever, and like electronics are all fucked up.
And there goes our podcast.
Yeah, there goes our show. Fuck. We'd be recording it into, I don't know,
cassette players and shipping people tapes.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, but they couldn't even play the tapes. Fuck, you know what we'd have to do? We'd have to go to the Village Square, which Calgary has nothing.
We don't like have that. Anything like that, yeah.
And we'd have to, like, I don't know. Okay, so we go to like city center and we stand on a podium and then talk out loud to people. That's what they used to do.
That'd be fun.
We could be like the Village Jesters.
That would be fun. I was gonna say, yeah, we don't really have anything like that here, eh? Like not like a.
No, I think it's just because our city's so new.
You know, that like, new. It's not like they built it like 20 years ago.
No, like I'm talking like a new city is like a 100-year-old city. Okay. is like new.
So this is like things which happened like.
More than 100 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, like old cities in Europe have huge fucking squares.
Yeah.
And when you want to hang out and check people out and drink coffee and stuff, you just go to the square and, you know, hang out with other people. It's kind of cool.
Actually, I'm gonna mention this just because it's something I'm looking forward to on the weekend, and I'm sure we'll talk about it more on our Sunday show, but I'm looking forward to my little weekend getaway coming up on this Saturday.
Yeah, you're going for road trip.
Going for road trip. Burp, burp. Going for road trip. Getting up at 5 a.m., hitting the road with Shane and Mason, and we're going to pick up a jukebox, actually. Shane just bought a house, and he's
the first piece of furniture he's buying is a jukebox.
He's always wanted one, and you know.
Did he find it on Kijiji?
I think so.
Because I told him he was looking for furniture and stuff, and I was like, "Dude, go on Kijiji. Like, there's so much stuff on there."
Yeah,
because
I mentioned that to him, and
he likes antique stuff, and I'm like, "Whoa, it is overflowing with like antique stuff."
Because I remember, like, what cities is it? It's like West Vermeer or something like that. It's like a 5-hour drive.
I don't know.
There and 5-hour drive back.
I don't think he told me that part.
And man, I'm looking forward to it because I'm gonna bring my recorder along and hopefully get some interesting stuff. But before we get onto the questions, I will say this, listeners.
But I got like lots of questions.
I know
questions
you got lots
still.
Of awesome questions, and I have a ton more of my shitty questions. But I'll say this. If you have any topic ideas, questions, kind of like the ones we're saying, stories, anything you'd like to share, info@tiptaptip is our email address. Send it there. And that would be good. All right.
Okay, question.
Question.
If you are a caveman, like Encino Man, and someone unfroze you after hundreds of years, what would be the first thing you'd want to do?
Get out of my... I'm a caveman.
Yeah.
First thing I'd want to do, probably go to the bathroom.
Yeah, okay, that's just normal stuff. Okay, you've gone to the bathroom.
I've eaten. I have had a meal.
Yeah, you haven't eaten yet.
Okay,
but you're clean and stuff. You know, you got all the dirt off you.
All right, so I'm a clean, well-fed.
Yeah.
Caveman who's just gone to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So I'm comfortable.
Yes.
Now what do I want to do?
Yeah.
I want to fuck.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
I'm a caveman who is not fucked in however many thousands of years or whatever, hundreds of thousands of years.
Yeah.
And my caveman penis is probably itching to get into a little bit of this and that.
Okay.
I'd look for a cave woman. I'd bonk her on the head with my club. I'd drag her back to my cave and I'd, you know, go caveman on her.
Well, you wouldn't be able to find a cave woman.
I would go drag her back to an underpass.
So you're basically saying you would rape somebody.
Actually, it's funny you mentioned that because
It's not really funny, but.
No, like, because there's always that imagery of, like, you know, the caveman bonking the woman and then dragging her back to the cave. But when you think about it, he's actually physically abused her and is going to rape her.
Yeah, no, it's not funny.
Rape and physical abuse is not funny, listeners.
I know.
That's not funny at all. But it's funny when it's a cartoon. She's like, oh, he's dragging the woman. She's complaining.
By the hair.
But then he's going to pound.
Okay. So what would be the first thing you'd want to eat?
If I was a caveman?
Yeah.
Well, probably some sort of raw meat, whatever.
Raw meat? They didn't eat raw meat, Eric. They cooked it.
Some of them, I'm sure, ate raw.
I'm assuming.
Well.
I thought you were going to say hot dog.
That's what I ate yesterday.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
You love hot dogs. Or else peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, I go to Rochelle.
Have you tried eating, like... Oh, yeah, you have tried eating peanut butter and jam and hot dog, yeah.
Yeah, I had it at Tubby Dog.
Tubby Dog, yeah.
Yes, because usually Rochelle and I alternate making dinner. And yesterday, for some reason, I just wasn't up to it. And I did an assessment of the ingredients and groceries that we had in our...
And I go grocery shopping and find all these awesome ingredients. And then Eric's like, whoa, hot dogs that have been in the freezer for, like, I don't know, a couple months.
They have been there a bit, haven't they?
Yeah.
But the only reason...
Whoa, I'm going to make hot dogs.
But the only reason that I brought that up is because I noticed when I was making toast in the morning is that we had those buns, right? I'm like, all right, we have those buns. Now, do we have any hot dogs? Like, make something like that. I'm like, looking. I'm like, fucking score. And I was thinking about that all day. I'm like, oh, I want some fucking hot dogs.
Oh, man, you're so funny.
But, I made it up tonight because I made a pasta with, like, shrimp and scallops and shit. So
that was fucking
real food.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I even unbreaded the breaded scallops so I could put them in the pasta sauce. That was fun.
Nice.
I've never unbreaded something.
Do you have a question?
Oh, yeah. That's what we're doing, right? Questions. All right. Questions. Actually, this is interesting. It's kind of not... It's a question, but it's actually kind of a fact. Do the alphabet song and Twinkle Twinkle Little Star have the same tune? The answer is, of course, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a dumb question. Do illiterate people get the full effect of alphabet soup? Think about it.
Yes. What? Because you're not reading words. You're just looking at letters, and they probably know what the letters are.
All right. Here's a real question that I think you could probably give more than like a one-sentence answer to. If you could be the opposite sex for a day, what would you do for that one day where you're dude? Besides... jerk off.
I would pee everywhere, standing up. Pee outside, pee off the balcony, write my name while peeing, and then I would flash people.
Wiggle it around.
I'd like grab myself in front of people and then spit at the same time.
Nice. You'd wear super tight pants and that would show it off.
Yeah, like Tom of Finland.
Oh, my goodness. Give yourself hard-ons and just laugh and laugh and laugh. It's funny.
Yeah.
It's fucking dumb. And what else would you do?
I would try and pick up a girl. Get laid.
Nice. Whoa, this is why Eric likes it. We're okay. He's not.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
You gotta try it out. Try out the new tool.
Give it a test drive.
Yeah.
Interesting. And you'd watch some sports, drink some beer.
No.
That's just guy shit.
Yeah.
You'd do that without a dick.
Yeah.
What else would you do? What else is there to do?
That's about it.
Pee and fuck?
Yeah.
All right. Good enough. Something I can stand behind. All right. Next question, Rochelle.
Okay.
Um,
If someone offered you $1 million to have sex with your hot wife, would you take them up on that offer?
There's a movie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's that one with
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas, Woody Harrelson, and Demi Moore, right?
Yeah.
Was it Indecent Proposal?
Yeah.
1993?
I don't know.
Right. Yeah, I'm just showing off.
Nerd.
I would talk with you over first. $1 million is a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, well, so yeah. And if he said yes, I would say, have at her. No, it'd have to be consensual, right? Like, you know, we would both have to say, okay, we're both cool with this. And if that is the case, then I'm like, all right, well, I'm just going to go. I'd purposely go out and I'd do something that would, you know, that would keep my mind off it. I'd probably hang out with, like, you know, guy friends and just, you know, because you don't want to be sitting there thinking about it all night, right?
Yeah.
Because you drive yourself fucking crazy, right? So I would probably call up some friends and say, all right, well, I don't know if, you know, it would be cool to explain the situation, but I'm like, all right, well, the situation, let's do something which is fun and we'll keep my mind off of such things. That makes sense?
Yeah, but you just said that you would, like, whore me out.
You're
so evil.
No, you forgot the first part. If we both sat down, we talked, and if we both agreed, both you and...
Yeah, but you're supposed to say, like, no, I would never, ever allow that. Oh, my goodness. Not even money will separate our love. You're such a bastard.
$1 million
yourself. I'm divorcing.
It's a lot of money. Okay.
You need to watch that movie. You might know who's in it and when it was, but you need to watch it.
Let's flip the tables, right? Say, Demi Moore comes up to me and says, Rochelle, here's $1 million. She opens a suitcase. You see $1 million in cash. So you know she's not fucking around, right?
Yeah.
Says, I want to take your husband for one night and, you know, do whatever for a night. And this money's all yours. What would you say? Oh, not so. And I have said, you know, and I said this to you, Rochelle. Well, if you're okay with it, Rochelle, I'm okay with it.
I know, but the thing is, like, what if you end up, like, fucking Demi Moore and it's so fucking awesome and then you come back to me and then you're like, then you leave me and then you take $1 million with you, then I haven't really gained anything, right?
Okay, so what
if... She's got big tits and she's got a smoking hot bod. Like, I would be super jealous.
All right, so what if this happened? Okay, so I get the offer, and then right behind her, you see Ashton Kutcher, and he says, it's cool, dude. And he gives me a thumbs up. Okay, so that is out the window. So we know with that, nothing's going to happen afterwards, right?
But then do I get to sleep with Ashton then?
No, that's not part of the deal.
Well, I feel like I am losing out.
You've seen the movie. You know how it works.
Okay, what if I said to Demi, I'm like, okay, how about we just have a threesome instead? Like, are you cool with that?
For like what, like, yeah, but I don't think that's part of the deal. She's saying she wants to have sex with me and me exclusively.
This is never gonna happen.
No, I'm just saying this is part of the movie. You've seen the movie. This happened in the movie.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I think that happened like that. And then I $1 million, you see it, it's there. So you know it's
okay, fine. I would do it because I know that it would be okay afterwards.
And you wouldn't be weird. Won't be any weirdness afterwards. It wouldn't be like one of those things.
But if you ever, 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 ever cheated on me again, yeah. I'd fuck you up. Yep. Okay.
Are we good with that question?
Yeah. All
right. Your questions are better than mine, so let's just... And I don't want to waste all your awesome questions.
I know. There's so many, though. I just... like, so why don't you pick 20 questions. Okay. If you had a choice between any alien race on Star Trek or race from the Lord of the Rings or from Star Wars, what race would you want to be a part of? Why?
Oh, that's a good question.
Okay, so choices are Star Trek, Star Wars, Lord of the Rings.
That's an excellent question, Michelle.
I know.
That deserves a high five.
High five.
Tell you what. I got the answer to beat all answers. I'd want to be Odo from Star Trek Deep Space Nine. That way.
Whoa!
I win.
I did not think about that. Then you can be anything.
And then I could sleep in a bucket. Like he does. You know, he sleeps in a bucket, right?
I know. It's like, what kind of furniture do you own? A bucket.
Okay, but assuming I'm not a shapeshifter, right? Okay. I have to stick with one and one only. I would want to be, I think I would want to be, always the Cardassians are pretty cool. No.
Yeah, that's what they're called.
I got confused with the Kardashians.
I know.
I like the elves are also kind of cool.
I like elves.
I know you like elves. That's why I'm saying that. I'm like,
they're so awesome.
They hang out in trees.
I want to live in trees.
It's cool.
Yeah.
I would also. Okay. Yeah. Stick with that.
Okay. You know who I always liked from Star Trek? And I think it was Deep Space Nine.
Yeah.
The snail lady.
Oh, the,
that was so cool. She's like a snail living inside of her.
Yeah. What was the race? I can't remember. Like, I know what you're talking about. Cause she's actually, there's actually two actresses who played the snail lady.
Yeah.
It's kind of a good, from a casting point of view, cause you can just go, well, you know, if some actress wants to quit the series, you just go, ooh, snail went into another body. Burp. And they did that for like the last season.
And then she had like all the spots on the side of her face. And when I was younger, I thought that would be a really cool tattoo. Thank goodness I didn't get it.
Oh my goodness.
I always thought having like three dots like coming out of my eye as a tattoo would be really cool. But
good thing you didn't.
Yeah. Too permanent on your face too.
This afternoon when I was going to the dentist to go for the cleaning, I was walking across the street there and it was actually not a bad day out, but there's this one lady with a, you know, I guess she was wearing like sandals or whatever, right? But she's wearing like, you know, a nice sort of businessy outfit. And I noticed that she had like butterfly tattoos on her feet. I'm like, yeah, you probably got those when you were 19 and thought it was awesome. And now you're like, yeah, now you have to deal with that. I'm like, fuck.
Okay, this is probably going to be the last question.
Yeah, it'll be the last question.
If you had to choose between Cheese Whiz, chocolate, peanut butter, or bacon, what would you pick?
Oh, chocolate, hands down.
Really?
Absolutely.
Bacon, Eric.
Bacon. I like bacon, don't get me wrong. I like bacon, and I like peanut butter, and I also like Cheese Whiz a lot. But if it was like desert island and I could take one, chocolate, easy, no hesitation. Seriously,
wow!
I love chocolate.
You like the chocolate monster.
I would fuck chocolate if it was a person. I would fuck a chocolate person.
I would lick a chocolate person to death.
If you were made out of chocolate,
I would be. Dead.
I would be all over that shit.
Okay, I have one more question.
All right.
If you could choose to be the lead actor in a TV show, what TV show would it be besides Star Trek?
Okay. I like how...
I know what your answers are going to be because I knew you would pick Star Trek.
Captain Kirk?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know me very well, don't you?
I know.
It's like, well, he's kind of cool and he hangs out. And he fights and then he has sex with green chicks. I'm like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Ryan, you made that hard.
I know.
TV series. I would say, well, since I just watched fucking 5 seasons of Angel, I'm going to say Angel. 5 seasons I watched in like a month and a bit.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. Like Angel.
It's funny, like, you get so invested in a show, and like, and you spend so much time watching all these shows, and then it's over, and then...
And then you're like, what do we do?
Oh, it ended, because, like, I stopped, like, the last episode of the final episode I watched last week, and then I'm like, no, what do I watch? I feel like a boat without a sail. I'm just kind of sort of sitting in front of the TV going, I don't know.
You knew who I always really wanted to be when I was little?
Yeah.
So not anymore. But yeah. I was obsessed with this character, Anna Green Gables.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Why? Was it the pigtails? Was it the...
I just thought she was so cool.
I don't even... Like, I've never read the books or seen the movies.
She's so smart.
What does she do?
She's just, like, she's really smart, and, you know, she has a crush on Gilbert Blythe, but, like, she doesn't show it, but he's always chasing after her, kind of, not really. And then she goes to school, and she becomes a teacher and stuff, and I don't know. She just...
does stuff?
Yeah. Like, she's almost like the main chick in, like, Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. Kind of like that. That whole story of, like, really smart, and then, like, this dude falls in love with her, and then she doesn't like him, but then they end up liking each other, and then they fall in love and get married. That's Pride and Prejudice.
Pretty right much.
There. That's, I've just saved everybody 5 hours.
I remember I did watch that. Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Because you love me.
Because I love you.
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right. We good?
We are good.
All right.
That was fun.
I
just really, next time, Eric, like, you got to find some better questions. I was looking forward to some kick-ass questions, and just, like, really disappointed.
Okay, one quick last question. That's a good one.
Okay.
You're going into space for 1 year. What would you take with you?
You.
Besides me. I know you'd answer that. That's why I'm saying besides me.
Oh. 1 year. Fuck. What? Sketchbook and pencils.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's a good question. Good answer. All right.
Thank you for listening to Tip Tap Tip.
Yeah, as we mentioned early in the show, don't forget Imay Hair Studio has been nominated for Best Salon.
It's spelled Y-M-A-Y.
Yeah, by Fast Forward Weekly for their Best of Calgary 2011. I put a link on our episode links so you can vote. And if you're also part of our Facebook fan page, there's also a link to that on there. I know it takes a time. It's kind of a pain in the ass to sign up and do all that, but it would mean a lot to us.
So much. And my friend who lived in Singapore did it last year. So even if you don't live in Calgary, you can still vote for the salon.
Absolutely.
And, you know, just because the more votes, the better, and then we'll win.
Yeah. Anyways, that'd be good. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Links to both of those are on our website, which is... TipTapDip.com.
Don't even ask me to say that anymore.
That's right. Yeah, I hope you enjoy the show. We like answering questions, and we'll get back to our newsy, clippy, talk about dumb shit, regular things the next show. You know, every once in a while we like to switch gears, see how it goes. We welcome your comments. info@TipTapDip.com.
Yeah, or if you have any questions that you would like to ask me and Eric, you can also email us those. Yeah,
that thing I just said.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Eurovision May 14th.
That's right. It's less than 2 weeks. I'm losing my shit. Holy balls.
All right. I'm so excited.
Man, am I excited.
You know what we should do next year for the Eurovision party? Have people dress up like Eurovision people.
Sounds good. Anyways.
Goodbye.
Bye. My name is Eric.
Rochelle.
See ya.
Bye.